The Habit Blueprint, 15 Simple Steps to Transform Your Life. Author, Patrick Edblad. 40% of the actions people perform every day aren't due to decision-making, but habits. Behaviors you've repeated so many times, they have become more or less automatic. Imagine what it would mean if you could change this 40% of actions and get them to work for you in every area of your life. What separates the habitual achievers from the rest is a system they found to work for them. They use it to create the change they want in all areas of their life. The habit loop. Our habits are driven by a neurological loop that consists of three components. 1. A cue, which is the trigger that starts the habit. 2. A routine, which is the habit itself. 3. A reward, which is the benefit you gain from doing the habit. If you tend to respond immediately to the notifications on your phone, here's how the habit loop works in this scenario. Your phone gives off a notification sound, a cue. You pick up your phone and check the notification, a routine, and get to know what the notification's about, the reward. Knowing that all your habits work this way is powerful. It allows you to experiment deliberately with different cues, routines, and rewards until you get them to work for you. Step-by-step guide to create a new habit. Step 1. Pick your habit. Have you ever noticed how some habits tend to spill over and create positive effects across all areas of your life? This is called the keystone habit. To get a flying start on your habit change, begin with a keystone habit. What habits seem to have had this positive ripple effect in your life in the past? Was it exercising, practicing meditation, getting proper sleep, or something else entirely? Step 2. Start ridiculously small. Just like physical muscle, your willpower gets increasingly tired the more you put it in use. The better approach is to avoid relying on willpower at all. But how? By starting ridiculously small, that when it's time to do it, it would be silly to say no. This strategy ensures that your habit won't fail because of random fluctuations in your willpower. Another benefit of starting small is that it gets you over that initial hurdle of just getting started. Getting to the gym can be rough, but when you're there, the actual workout itself isn't usually that bad. Many times you'll end up doing a lot more than you had planned to. For example, if your habit is to read one page in a book, you're likely to end up reading several pages or even an entire chapter. We have a natural tendency to want to finish what we started and not yet completed. Step 3. Build a chain. Create a chain building system. Get a physical calendar to track your progress, or download a habit tracker. If you stick to this, it won't be long before you find yourself pushing through even an uninspired days, just to keep your chain going. Step 4. Choose a trigger. Creating a specific trigger for your habit is useful as it takes out all your mental effort. You just follow a predetermined course of action and get it done. Following are three very effective science-based ways to create powerful cues. 1. Implementation intentions. Reframe your goals as if-then statements. For example, journal daily becomes, if I'm in bed at night, then I'll write in my journal. You can use either an internal cue, such as your feeling, or an external cue, such as a particular time, place, or person. 2. Habit stacking. Stack your new behavior to an already established habit. For example, before I take a morning shower, I'll do 5 push-ups. After I set my alarm clock, I'll meditate for 1 minute. 3. Scheduling. If your new behavior is important to you, it deserves a spot among the other important things in your calendar. Specify exactly when and where your habit will be taking place, and put it on your calendar. Step 5. Create a reward. Create your reward, and then use it to celebrate immediately after each successful attempt of completing your habit. The fact that you're learning to change your behavior is a big deal. Think how rare of a skill it is. Think how long behavior changes eluded you. And now you're succeeding. Step 6. Set up a token economy. Create specific and measurable minimal daily quotas. For example, give yourself a set number of tokens for each completed 25 minutes. 2. Get some kind of token to reward yourself. This could be gold stars, coins, poker chips, or something else you have lying around the house. 3. Set up backup reinforcement. These are the rewards you get to exchange your tokens for. The key here is to reward yourself with things that keep you moving toward and not away from your long-term goal. Don't celebrate a good week of running by eating chocolate cake, but rather getting a new piece of running equipment. Step 7. Schedule a weekly review. Schedule 10 to 15 minutes every week to examine the progress you're making. Your review will consist of two simple steps. 1. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and exchange your tokens for rewards. 2. Reflect on the days you missed and adjust your habits so you'll be likelier to succeed next week. Step 8. Design your environment. The bigger the obstacle standing in the way of your desired behavior, the more activation energy you'll need to muster up and less likely you'll be to do it. Manipulate your environment to decrease the activation energy of your habit. Even the tiny changes in your surroundings can make a huge difference. For example, if you want to read 2 pages, place the book right where you usually sit. Step 9. Make procrastination difficult. Your task is to raise the activation energy of competing behaviors. Change your environment in at least one way that makes your unwanted behaviors harder to do. For example, if social media is interrupting your meditation practice, turn off the notifications on your phone. Step 10. Surround yourself with role models. The people you surround yourself with determine what's normal for you. If you want to get remarkable results, you need remarkable people around you. Fill your environment with people who are already at the level you want, or at least are passionately pursuing the same goals as you are, and watch how it transforms everything about you. Step 11. Turn accomplices into supporters. If you have a lot of encouraging people around you, that's great. But if you have a lot of negative influences around you, now is the time to do something about it. 1. Turn them into supporters. Explain the role the person is playing in making your change harder for you, and then share how you'd like them to help you succeed. A lot of times, a friendly conversation is all that's needed to get a new supporter. 2. Distance yourself. If someone can't or won't support your efforts, you need to separate yourself from them. Often this occurs naturally as you make changes in your life. But at times, you're going to have to deliberately distance yourself from people who are keeping you from creating the change you want. Step 12. Create a commitment contract. Your contract should consist of 3 parts. 1. Your goal. The habit you want to create. This is where you commit to the tiny daily steps you've decided on earlier. 2. Something at stake. This could be cold, hard cash, or your reputation, or maybe a combination of both. 3. A referee. The person who will hold you accountable to your goal. Choose someone who you know who will be strict but fair. Step 13. Get accountability. Accountability is such a powerful force when it comes to creating change and establishing new habits. When someone else is tracking your progress and making sure you stick to what you set out to do, you'll be much more likely to follow through. Step 14. Prevent mental loopholes. For some reason, we have this highly irrational overconfidence that the things we want get done here and now will somehow be easier tomorrow, next week, or even next year. In her book, Better Than Before, author Gretchen Rublin lists the most popular loopholes. Here are a few of them. Moral licensing. You give yourself permission to do something bad because you've done something good. For example, I've been so good at sticking to my diet that I deserve to eat these potato chips. Lack of control. You tell yourself that your lack of control over the situation and circumstances forces you to break your habit. For example, I'd go for a run right now, but if I could, it's raining outside. Concern for others. You tell yourself that you're acting out of consideration for others. For example, it would be rude not to drink at my friend's party. Fake self-actualization. You accept a failure of your habit by disguising it as an embrace of life. For example, why shouldn't I treat myself with this? You only live once. Always remember that you are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are not necessarily right or even looking out for your best long-term interests. Get into the habit of asking, is this thought true? Is my brain simply seeking the path of least resistance? Step 15. Plan for failure. When you think back on your attempts to create new habits in your life, in the beginning, it might have felt great and you might have gotten some momentum going, but then as soon as you missed a day, you were suddenly way more likely to give up all your efforts. This is of course highly irrational. Just because you miss one attempt doesn't mean all of your previous efforts don't count and that you should let them go to waste. The way to deal with this is to get a bit contradictory in your approach. Defend your chain as if it's super important, but if you mess up one time, realize it isn't a big deal. Do everything in your power to build a long chain. But if you find yourself in the situation where you've broken it, simply start a new one right away. Celebrate what went well, forgive yourself for what didn't, and get right back into action.